So just in talking about last night's game, obviously a lot of things went on during that game. It was really essentially from an evaluation standpoint, our first preseason game. And even though I know it's our second one, but it was a different game, obviously, than our first one. And there a lot of things that transpired. I thought offensively there were a lot of good things. Obviously, the turnovers is just something that we've got to get eliminated. We're doing good in third down. We're doing good in the red zone, but we can't give the ball up. Defensively, the first drive, you know, we had some mistakes. We had some communication errors. We had some technique errors. We got those addressed after that first drive and did a decent job after that. But those are the things that we've got to do a better job of starting. So special teams-wise, I thought we had some penalties on some return, on one return that was a big return, but there was a lot of good things from that standpoint because we got a chance to evaluate a number of our players, and I thought some of our younger guys really did a nice job, which was ones that we wanted to see that we feel like is important. I thought Williamson and Huff both did a nice job on special teams, which is something that we need those young guys to be able to step up in that area as they're learning how to play in this league. So that was good.
Really see 33 or whatever it was penalties that, once you watch the tape, that are the officials a little flag happy with the points of emphasis?
You know what? I think this is all a process of us understanding what's going to be called and how we have to play. This was, you know, if you really think about it, this was our first chance. I mean, with as much rain as there was on the field in the first game, that was a different game. So it's a process of working through it for us.
You mentioned the lack of communication errors and technique issues on that first drive. How quickly, a little surprised that after the first drive last week in the rain, to have those issues on that first drive?
Well, you know, this was a different environment. That offense is one they've been in that system for a number of years, so they operate efficiently, getting in and out of personnel groups and those kind of things. And you know, even though we would like to have handled it better, we didn't. We addressed it and played better after that. We still had a number of missed tackles. There was one, for instance, on a Jimmy Graham throw to the flat that we missed a tackle that he ended up getting 7 additional yards, which puts him in a third and short. I mean, there's a lot of those kind of things that tie together, and we've just got to work to clean those things up.
Ken, what did you see from Jake last night, and what did you like, and is there anything you need to see? What do you see from him better down the road?
Well, for his first chance of really operating the offense, especially, you know, there's a number of things that in that situation, we were on the road, we were handling the noise, we were playing against a team that will give you a lot of pressure. So there's a lot of things going on that you have to manage outside of just the offense itself, and I thought he did a nice job with that. He was good in his reads. When they gave us the prevent defense, which they did a couple of times, he took off and ran with the ball and made some plays. So I thought he was in control of it and did a nice job, made some accurate throws, was very efficient, and we were successful when he's in there. So it was a good start.
Does Bishop have a fumbling problem right now? Does he have a problem taking handoffs right now? We've seen it practice now 2 weeks in a row in game two again.
He's a rookie. We got to work through a lot of things with him.
With Jake, when he does run, do you want him sliding more? You know, one scramble, he kind of went head first. Is that something you would rather see your quarterback slide when he's got an opportunity to?
Every situation is going to be different. I think he has to be judicious in his decisions when he runs with the football. But, you know, if teams are going to drop 8 in coverage and rush 3, there are going to be opportunities for the quarterback to run. And he does that well. I mean, I think we all saw an element – we saw an element last night of what Jake can bring to the offense, which is makes it tough. I mean, teams have to be aware of that. So, yeah, we want him to be smart when he's running with the football, and that's something that we've had discussions about.
How much do you maybe elevate or upgrade what the assessment of Zach after last night? Because you got to go in when Charlie went out and play with the twos rather than the threes like you scheduled to.
Well, we got 40-something snaps with Zach last night, and that's all valuable. I mean, that's a great learning experience for him. There's from his progression reads to how he handles the protection checks to how he does a lot of different things. That's great experience. And he made some plays. Obviously, he had some turnovers. you know, we all make mistakes, and I think the best thing to do is to try to learn from those. So it was a great experience from that standpoint.
Seeing a habit of holding the ball low and he's giving it up twice in 2 weeks on plays where it looked like if he maybe had it up.
You know, Paul, the one that he gave up this week, his arm was, he was actually in the throwing motion, and the ball was up here. So it was like a split second from going forward, and it's an incomplete pass. So it was different from the one that it was the week before. So, you know, that's just unfortunate from that standpoint.
Ken, why do you think the defense has had trouble generating turnovers in the book, I believe?
Well, we got one, and we had a penalty, and it got erased. So, you know, you just got to keep working. I mean, they're, you know, It's not something you can say, hey, we got to generate turnovers. Everybody tries to do that. You got to keep working at it, and hopefully those will come.
Jake, to Justin in the end zone, is that a combination that you'd like to see a lot of this season with all that Justin's athletic ability back there when you guys get inside the red zone?
Well, I'd like to see Jake combining with a lot of different guys in the red zone. You know, it was Justin's turn just based off that one play, and he answered the bell. Jake made a good throw, and Justin did a nice job. You know, but we're going to have opportunities for all our guys. I hope if we can be efficient as we can be in the red zone.
Leon Washington not getting the work yet in the return game, is that kind of somebody you know what he can do and you're looking at the other guys to see how they can challenge him, or what's the plan for him and what's been the plan to this point?
Yes, you're accurate in what you're saying. We wanted to look at some other guys. Feel like we know what he and both Dexter can do. We're going to talk about that this week, about potentially getting them some opportunities, but a little bit more of a known factor with those two guys.
How would you assess Mark Mariani's job last night? To me, he had some nice returns.
It was unfortunate that we had the holding penalty on the 57-yard return. He definitely has a feel for it, good vision. It was nice to see us get something positive out of that, even though it was an erased by a penalty. So. You know, it was nice to see Mark do that. That's one of the things that I remember from being an opponent and having seen him done. That's what he went to the Pro Bowl for the 1 year. So it was a good start for him in that area.
How would you assess, I mean, obviously the Saints offense, very explosive. How would you assess how Cody and Levy did last night in their battle for the corner job?
You know, the competition is still going on, and they're both fighting. Getting reps, which is valuable to assessing that. You know, the one thing that we can't do is give up deep balls. We gave up too many of those last night. And, you know, that's one of the things that we've got to eliminate.
Coach, you've certainly been able to generate a lot of yardage offensively in both games. Your thoughts on how the O-line has contributed to that?
You know, we're still growing, I think, as a group. Last night we had a couple of things. Paul asked about the Charlie on the one getting hit, and that was a little bit of a protection mistake that we've got to do a better job with. So, you know, we're doing a lot of things. We're asking a lot of that group. And the only thing that helps them gel is time. I mean, we're running the ball effectively at times. We're throwing the ball effectively at times. We've just got to continue to get the more snaps we can get that group together, the better we feel like they're going to play.
Any of those injuries significant?
I don't know for sure. The players have just started coming in right now. We got in late last night, so I should have a better feel for it as we go. I'm not aware of anything right now that's going to be major.
Is Colin McCarthy IR? Have you all made that call yet?
We haven't. I mean, he still hasn't even seen the doctor for the second. He hasn't seen his doctor that he was going to see yet.
What goes through your mind when you see the moment where Sean's having his knee looked at, given his history and given his importance to your offensive attack down the road?
Well, you worry about, it doesn't matter that it's Sean, you worry about any player that's down on the field. I mean, that's a part of this game, especially when you're on that surface. That's the first time we've really played. We haven't even practiced on that surface much, and it just seems like when you get on it, you know, it's a different surface, and you're going to have some of those things pop up. So. You're always concerned. I was just glad to see that he was walking around pretty good at the end of the game, so that makes you feel better.
McCarthy tweeted that he's having surgery yesterday, so is that second visit still a factor in things?
Yeah, it's from what I've been told it is. I mean, that was his decision to see the doctor. So,
Ken, for a guy who's had limited practice time because of the Pac-12 regulations, how impressed are you with Bishop's kind of early performances?
You know, I'm impressed with a lot of things about Bishop, but I'll go back to what Paul asked a minute ago, too. He's a rookie, and a lot of the things that are causing these problems are things that he needs time with and he's got to get better at, whether it's footwork, whether it's how he's taking the balls on handoffs, understanding the protections. He missed a lot of time. He's a smart young man, but some of those things you need to work with. So he's got to continue to get those things because there's no question he's a talented player.
I know it came out in your favor, but did they get that call, the fumble, non-fumble call right on Delaney?
Yeah, I thought it was right. Just based on what my...
How long does he get to tuck the ball? It seemed like he took two steps.
Well, you know, it's funny. I think in the end zone that would have been a touchdown. But in the field of play, you've got to show a football move. And I don't know that that was... The second step's got to be down, and you have to show a football move. And in other words, it looked to me like he was still in the process of tucking the ball when it came out. That's what I saw. And that's my understanding of the rule.
Better environment, obviously, last night, but you like what you saw better from the two kickers than the first game, maybe?
Yeah, I did. I did like what I saw. I saw, obviously, Coons' field goal, that was pretty impressive what he did. I thought Micon's kickoffs were very good. He didn't get the opportunity in the field goal area, but it was a good performance by those guys.
Who's ahead?
Good question.
Justin Hunter has admitted that he was kind of lost a lot of times last year in the offense and didn't really understand coverages and all that. How far along is he and what does he still need to do?
Well, I think you're seeing just a glimpse of what he can be, but because of what he did last night, let's not make the mistake and think he's by any stretch close to what he can be. There's a lot of things from route depth to discipline on his releases to those things that even though he made some big plays for us last night, those have got to become more consistent. So he's still got a lot of work to do, although I'm excited for two things. Number one, because he can make those big plays, and number two, because he seems to have the right mindset to work on those things. You know, part of being a young player is you've got to be able to do that yourself. Right now, he has to be reminded at times to do that. Not from a negative standpoint, just because there's a lot going on. But, you know, there's good leadership in that group, in that room. Coach Jefferson and Coach Petullo are definitely on him. And I'm seeing growth. We've got to continue to see that.
Does he lose the Jag jersey?
It's hanging in his locker. I don't think he'll have it out at practice. Maybe as a little reminder for him. He definitely was not a Jag last night.
Can you talk a little bit about what a hectic period this is for the whole league as every team has to get down to the 53 and, you know, all these games are being played. You're watching the waiver wire and all that. You know, how exciting and how crazy is it, not just for yourself but for the scouting staff?
Well, I mean, that's what we've been doing in here since early this morning, going through the tape and evaluating a lot of players. And, you know, it's not so much – we had, 70-something plays offense and I don't know how many defensively, and then you've got so many different guys rotating through at positions. It's a long process. So, you know, you're excited, like I said, about special teams-wise. It was nice to see Avery Williamson and Huff make some plays in the special teams. That's what excites you about it. And then you get a chance to see these guys do some things offensively and defensively and in trying to construct your 53-man roster. You know, it's a process. It's not something that you can do in 1 week because you have to have a large enough basis of information that you can make that. So it's a lot going on, but, you know, that's part of camp.
Ken, you've been through this process. What would you think you are right now, a general assessment? Ahead of where you thought you might be, right about a schedule, or a little behind?
I think we're ahead in some areas. We're probably not as far along as I'd hoped we'd be in others. So that probably puts us right smack dab where we should be at this point. You know, I think the one thing I say about these guys is they're working hard, and that helps. You know, if you can do what they're doing on the practice field, we'll get better as we get into these games. We've got to get better starting these games out, some of the mistakes that we're making, but we can't lose sight of some of the plays that we're making in these games, too. We're doing some good things.
You believe in third preseason game as the final dress rehearsal, playoffs, and halftime, all those things that are standard for most coaches?
I don't know if that's really standard for most coaches. I don't really worry about that. I think for us this year, we're still in the process of evaluating players. So it's going to depend on what we're trying to get accomplished with certain guys this week. So as far as saying we're going to play guys a certain length because it's the preseason, third preseason game, I'm not going to subscribe to that. You know, we'll see. We need to see certain players for a certain length of time. And we're going to base it off that as we get through the week.
Do you want starters to play into the third quarter and win this game?
I don't really think that's that much that important. There's a, you know, in deference to your point, I've heard coaches say it's important to go into halftime and come back out. I there have been times when I've done that and times when I haven't. So I think it's going to depend on where we are in this game this week.